This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle,
more money, and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I think we're too early. Well, I showed up early. No, wait, that's next week. Super Don, when do we start?
You're already getting yourself into gear for that, aren't you?
I'm living in the future. No, I was just thinking about that. It is Monday. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batar will be with us a little later. And a week from this Monday, August the 4th, it's going to be August already. Good Lord.
I know.
We'll have to, you know, ramp up the campaign. No shots, no school, not true. Although it might be better if your kids don't go to school the way the schools are run nowadays in the government sector.
Thousands of children listening just cheered because you said that.
Yeah. Well,
Robert Scott Bell says I don't have to go to school, Mom.
Right, as long as you go to homeschool, then you're okay. But hey, welcome everybody, Monday edition. Like I said, a week from today, we are moving. I keep trying to say time zones, and you keep correcting me. We're not moving time zones.
We're not moving time zones. We're moving time slot.
Time slots, right? So instead of now, it would be 3 hours from now, or would it be 4 hours from now? It would be 4 hours from now.
It would indeed be 4 hours.
Holy tamale, how am I going to stay awake so late at night? I got to do 7 to 9?
Yeah, not quite UFO time slot, but
okay.
Getting there.
We're working on it. We're moving our way there. And Super Don, you're going to have a major advantage over me. It'll be middle of your day. It'll be my evening. I'll be trying to settle down while I'm getting riled up to do a show.
I should at least by 4 o'clock Pacific time, I should at least be on my fifth or sixth cup of coffee by now.
Oh,
so I'll
dude, now you look, the burnout of your adrenals is making me unhappy here. This is not the way I want to start.
I didn't say I was drinking it.
No, but whatever. No, I don't believe you.
No,
although right now your mind is kind of twisted and warped because you're in a tremendous amount of pain. From what I understand, the low back went bye bye. Sorry, not supporting you right now.
It did. It literally brought me to the floor, and it's interesting because I think we're going to be talking about pain with Dr. Batar next hour, which is very timely.
Yes.
Be doing that. But
do have questions about pain coming up next hour, so stand by for that. If you're in pain, know anybody who's had pain, if you've ever had pain, if you ever intend to have pain, if you don't want to have pain in the future, you got to listen to the show.
Does anybody intend to have pain?
You know, I guess
certain
there are
people,
some.
Maybe. We just don't talk about those kind of people on this
on
show.
On some level, you know, pain is actually a great teacher. If we're willing to listen, then maybe we don't have to resort to such painful measures. But some of us can be stubborn, like Super Don, who has to have the back pain. See, for me, it was enough to have that, what you described, once. Right? That one time where I was reaching for the bike, went down, and was gone. I mean, we're talking the fires of hell had reached into my back and said, we're
I think,
not letting
I'm, you know, Super Don is such a whiner because I think every time this happens, I don't know, maybe once every couple of years for me.
Yeah.
And I think the last time we probably talked about it on the air just because I'm a big baby. But, you know, it's one of those things.
You're not a baby.
It's one of those things where, you know, you're doing something completely just, you know, you wouldn't even think twice about. You know, you're leaning over and you're putting something on a table or something, and your back just completely just blows out, and you're on the ground curled up in the fetal position.
Yep.
You know, and it's embarrassing because I'll go walking around and somebody will notice, you know, that I'm walking, you know, funny, and my back obviously hurts, and I'll be like, how did you hurt your back? And I'm so tempted to say something. Well, you know, I was wrestling alligators yesterday, and this one, you know, I was riding a bull. You know, instead of saying, I was leaning over, putting a bowl of dog food on the floor.
I was wrestling with a feather, and that's what happened.
And that can do it sometimes.
Yeah. Exactly. Crazy. But like my wife has told me, it's bad biomechanics for years, micro traumas, one day hitting the last micro trauma that breaks the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So there you go. So we'll talk pain a little bit later. Super Don, we're sending you some vitamin L if that helps at all, to get well and recover. But thank you for showing up, because I was like, I've been there. I know. I don't want to do it again. But just so you know, a month after I had that episode occur, it was, over 14 years ago, my wife and I, can we say it this way? My wife and I got pregnant, right? So that was
the
pain I had to go through before having children.
Who carried the baby?
No, she did, but all right. It's a whole other story I've told before. I'm not going to go into it because we've got breaking news on the germ theory front. I mean, this is so exciting. I guess it is exciting. It's like a war is exciting to the military-industrial complex. A new virus is exciting to the medical-industrial complex, and that's what we have. Get ready to find out about this brand new virus. Yep, and it's in you. Maybe half of you, or maybe half of the people listening. Yes, very scary. A newly discovered virus lives in half of the world's population. Quick,
we're all going to die?
Prepare the spaceships. Build the ark. We got to leave the planet. There's no escape.
Is this Ebola that you're talking about?
No, I'm not. We'll get into Ebola, but no, this is not. This is a virus that lives in the human gut and apparently has just been discovered. And surprise, surprise, surprise. Where's Jim Neighbors when we need him? Surprise, surprise, surprise. It's in half of the world's population. This is according to a new study. Now, they're not wanting you to panic, because they said, we don't know what this virus does. We found it. We're not sure. Should you be scared or not? But then again, why should we not be scared? Because every other virus we're told to fear? Or am I exaggerating? I mean, that's the way they play the game. Virus, boom. It's like Richard Pryor, snakes make you run into trees. Snake, boom. Virus, boom. And that's what they're trying to do. But they're saying, well, no, we're not sure here. We're not really sure. So don't leave the planet just yet. But this comes from Robert Edwards, a bioinformatics professor at San Diego State University. And speaking of San Diego, we got from the Times of San Diego an article that John Rappaport has pulled together for us on the GMO Hillary Clinton connection. Oh, yeah, that continues. And John Rappaport is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Very excited. We haven't had him on in a while.
Been a while. Yeah.
So back to the virus. Researchers first uncovered hints of the virus, right? What is a hint of a virus? It's a viral hint. Is that like you got a whiff of something, but not the full on? You know, my kids still say
Do you smell that?
Yeah. Don't worry, Dad. I just cured cancer. He still says that.
Kind of a hint of virus I smell there.
Hydrogen sulfide. What is that virus? It's a hint. It's a whiff. Well, I guess you could call it a whiff because they did get the virus from fecal samples.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, it's amazing. They found a cluster. They call it a cluster. You know it's a cluster of something else. I can't say. But they found a cluster of viral DNA that all the samples had in common in these 12 people.
Are you referring to ducks?
Why would I be referring to ducks?
What do you call a cluster of ducks?
Oh. Yeah, okay. All right, yes, I'm referring to ducks. I think that's
okay,
better.
All right. Okay, yes. I was just checking.
I'm not saying. All right, I told you. Now, the researchers searched a large database of genetic sequences and samples taken from people living on several different continents, and they're looking for the DNA sequence here that they claim to have found that is a virus in the guts of half the people of the world. And they found it in 75% of the samples, but then they had to, like, down something, regulate, modulate, informaticate, whatever they do, to say, no, it's not 75%, it's 50% of the people of planet Earth have this mysterious new virus in there. And they're speculating. They don't know. They're like, what is this doing here? The researchers think the virus could be involved in controlling the number of bacteroidetes. It sounds like a Greek tragedy. The bacteroidetes.
It's like a Greek god or something.
Yeah. The new finding, evidently, a quote-unquote here, adds another piece to the puzzle. They've got so many puzzles that they haven't solved. The fact that they're even claiming that half the world has this virus that they don't know what it does is incredible to me. But this is big news, according to the Infectious Disease Society of America. What is going on here that half the world has a virus and, well, is half the world dying from this virus?
But you know what? This is a brand new virus, but they have given it a name.
They have given it a name. I don't want to say the name. Can you say the name? Because I don't want to get in trouble with anybody.
Yeah. Well, it has a lowercase CR,
yeah,
followed by Asphage.
Yes, yes, yes. You heard that right.
I'm not kidding.
the virus.
Little CR,
yeah,
capital Asphage. I believe that would be pronounced crassphage.
All right. Yeah, it's a very crassphage. To think about this, if they're going to find this in half of the rectums on planet Earth, I guess that there are worse names they can call it than a crassphage. I'm not making this up. You check the article out. This is incredible. And yet it should, what it should do is reveal to you that we should not be frightened by viruses. And that there is an interaction between these so-called phages, which are bacteria, and they're very related to viruses. A lot of interaction occurring that, indeed, genetic material or genetic swap of bacteria from virus up to bacteria to virus to bacteria to bacteria to human cells to this is happening all of the time. And that we've been sold a false bill of microbiological, virological goods in claiming that viruses are the cause of disease. They are, in fact, not the cause of disease, much like fire engines do not cause fires. They happen to be found on the scene of many fires in homes, but they're not there necessarily because they caused the fire. And that's something that these folks in the germ theory of disease, that they still persist as a major dominant paradigm on planet Earth, at least from an allopathic Western mindset, do not get as they discover supposedly a new virus that may or may not even exist in half the people of planet Earth, yet it's not killing us. I thought viruses cause disease.
Mm.
They are confused. We are not. If you are, you can call me now at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got a couple of questions. One about the Ebola we're going to get to, actually. I don't know. Who's asking this question about Ebola? Mike Ledford? Yeah, he says, with the outbreak of Ebola in Africa, wouldn't IV vitamin C be a viable solution for these patients? And if it would help, and with the desperation over there where it's occurring, wouldn't they be willing to try anything that works? Mike, the naivete from your question is coming through. We're gonna get past that and give you an answer, as well as an answer for Thrust.
Loud and clear.
After this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. 1-877-437-3737 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As good as gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Fear no stinking viruses here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We can neutralize them, but again, one day we'll look back and go, wow, you mean they didn't cause disease? No, they didn't. They're the result of disease. Whole concept, the whole world has gone, well, long ago, gone crazy with the adoption of the church of ultimately what we call pharmaceutical mysticism. Of course, John Rappaport coined that phrase biological mysticism. I just kind of modified it recently, tweak it to be pharmaceutical mysticism. And John's going to join us shortly. We had two questions of the day real quick we want to get to. One is the Ebola question, Ebola in Africa, maybe elsewhere. But this has been going on for years. And Mike is asking about IV vitamin C. Would it help? Perhaps it would. We know what it can do. It's vitamin C chemotherapy. But I've said this for so many years that some of the peer-reviewed literature I read years ago on this, they found that supplementing selenium back into the diets of these people, much less directly and as a supplement, or replenishing the soils with selenium so it would actually be in the food that the people over there eat, completely reversed this Ebola. Because we talk about viral explosions as massive escape pods for cellular DNA, for survival of the genetic line in some way, shape, or form. And that's an adaptation. And that if you are so cellularly dysregulated because you've got no selenium in your system, knowing what we know of selenium, it makes sense that you would literally explode from the inside without it. There's any number of devastating things that can occur. Now, low level, let's say selenium deficiency over time, chronic, as opposed to abject no selenium at all, you're talking about, you know, developing cancer and other diseases over time as well. But here you've got this massive viral explosion, and they blame the Ebola as the cause of it. So would vitamin C help? Sure, it could help. Selenium even better, I think. But why wouldn't they be willing to try that? Well, let me tell you a brief little story. After the earthquake in Haiti, there was a huge cholera epidemic, and some of our friends in the Silver Realm, they will remain unmentioned in name at this point, donated, I don't know, hundreds, thousands of gallons, a lot of silver to be taken to, under medical care, guidance, Haiti, to deal with the cholera. And in all of the people that came and got treated with this silver, within a day, the cholera had receded and it was done. 100% remission. Now, the Doctors Without Borders folks got a hold of this and heard about it. And instead of, as Mike suggests, maybe embracing it, somebody higher up at Doctors Without Borders says, whoa, 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 wait, what are you doing here? You can't do that. The things we're doing over here, yeah, one in 50 are surviving. You're now showing 100% survival rate? That can't be. We can't have that. And they shut it down. We're talking on a global level, United Nations, World Health Organization, CDC, FDA, etc. The global conspiracy to suppress information on how to treat infectious disease without antibiotics and antiviral drugs, yes, it's very real. I know it firsthand. And so that's the naivete. Wouldn't you like to believe? Yeah, they should embrace it. It's everybody's well. They don't want everybody well. These are genocidal maniacs in allopathic medicine on a global scale. And until you realize what these people are, reptilian or otherwise, since we're going to nighttime, I can say that, Superman. don't try to play nice with them. Don't play with them at all. Get a wide berth around them and help the people who are ready to be helped. It's a sad state, but it's an unfortunate reality on planet Earth right now with the power brokers at that level. Now, Debbie in Florida asks, can you tell me how to get rid of oral thrush naturally, effectively, and possibly quickly? Yeah. In fact, it comes right back to silver. Silver will stop fungal growth, most fungal growth, but candida and many forms of candida all susceptible to the active state of silver. So I would take the silver hydrosol, gargle with it, swish, swirl, gargle, swish, swirl a few times during the day. Even every hour, if you've got an acute thrush, you'll be done in that day. That's how fast this will be. Now, in order to address the deeper level thrush, which is the yeast overgrowth, we want to do the homeopathic candida formulas from King Bio. We also want to do the silver aloe protocol that we write about TMB and RSV in our book, Unlock the Power to Heal. The most rapid way to address this is the silver hydrosol along with homeopathy. And, of course, the silver aloe protocol goes deeper into the gut. Then you do your probiotics and replenish the healthy terrain. If there's mercury toxicity, that's another issue. We've got to get the mercury out as well. But that's more of a long-term scenario. That's not as instantaneous as using the silver with homeopathy to address the thrush. So, Debbie, I hope that helps. Those are two questions of the day we were able to tackle in one short segment. Super Don, we got another super guy coming on. John Rappaport, our good friend.
Super John.
Super John. And he's talking about GMOs and Hillary Clinton. Are they connected? Are they related? Are they genetically modified kissing cousins? We want to know, because there's a lot of controversy. Right? When you publish, it's not real, it's fake. No, it's real. How real is it? We're going to find out. NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's our good buddy. John Rappaport joins us after the break. Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bittar will join us after the top of the hour. So stick around for lots more healing.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay. Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Hey, last week we reported on Hillary Clinton's GMO activities, and there was evidently an article that turned out to be a spoof. Mike Adams had published it and was catching a little hell for it over that. And, of course, it raised a lot of awareness, evidently, because it shook people out of the woodwork to talk about it. Lo and behold, the mainstream media, the Times of San Diego, covered a story about it, and they're not cheerleading in either direction. They're just reporting that, in fact, GMOs and Hillary Clinton have something to do with one another. And we're going to find out about that, because guess who wrote an article about it? Our good buddy, he's from NoMoreFakeNews.com. John Rappaport is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And the kids go wild, John.
Now you got an audience. That's great, man.
Heck yeah. For finally, when you're here, they all show up.
Good to be here.
It's great to have you on board. Now, this article we've also republished here at robertscottbell.com. You just spotlight what the Times of San Diego has acknowledged, that Hillary's knee-deep in GMOs. Is that what I'm reading about?
No question. The headline on the article is, Hillary Clinton cheers biotechers backing GMOs and federal help. So she says, this is a speech that she gave in June at the Bio International Convention in San Diego. And one of the quotes is, maybe there's a way of getting a representative group of actors at the table, meaning to discuss how the federal government could help biotechs with, quote, insurance against risk, she said. So she professes to be worried that biotech companies are moving their operations out of the U.S. And then, of course, her answer to that is federal subsidies and protection. In other words, stay in the U.S. and, as I say in my article, carry out as much research as you want to. We'll knock down any lawsuits against you, pay for your failures, and support you when you lie and claim your results are positive and pose no risk to human health. So she is definitely backing GMOs. And then she goes on to say, here's the Times, here's her quote. I stand in favor, just so people have no longer any question, of using GMO seeds and products that have a proven track record. There's a big gap between the facts and what the perceptions are. So in other words, she thinks, or she claims to think, that GMOs are wonderful and that's, you know, the fact. Meanwhile, perception may be that it's Frankenstein food and she's looking for more positive spin.
Mm.
So if anybody has any doubt that she's on the side of Monsanto and GMOs, you can forget about it.
Right. And I realized last week the article that was I was referencing was actually about Michelle Obama. But at that level, I don't see a lot of difference between the players, because look at her husband, who has become, as you've called him, the GMO president.
Oh, yeah. And Michelle is like a cover story.
Mm-hmm.
There she's out in the garden with organic foods, and she's trying to get all kinds of changes in school health policies. And meanwhile, her husband is up there in the White House leading the biggest parade of new GMO crops, of any president in U.S. history. And he is appointing all kinds of people to posts, key posts in the federal government that are pro-GMO and pro-Monsanto. So she functions as a sort of cover story diversion to make people think that somehow the White House is in favor of, you know, healthy food, which is a total lie.
Well, maybe for them and their children, but not for the rest of the folks out here.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
Yeah, I was talking with an insider on the let's say on the World Bank IMF level about this GMO issue. This is very recently, and he told me that. Of course, you've got the EU, which was the supposed coming together as of a United States of Europe. And there's a whole lot of concern because the people in Europe have a longer history with their food, closer to the land, growing food for thousands of years than we have here in the United States, where we didn't have so much of a food culture. We rapidly abandoned it in favor of technology and factory farming. And they're very much opposed to GMOs and have stopped certain GMOs from entering there. But because of these international treaties that are happening and the EU itself, they're talking about implementing what I would call draconian measures, but basically that would be able to fine governments that would allow for laws to be passed that would prohibit GMOs from being available and even grown in the European Union.
Yeah, I've seen that movement over the last couple of years because prior to that, Europe was taking a very hard line on excluding GMOs, but now that's eroding, and it wouldn't surprise me if pretty soon we see, you know, it'll be couched probably as certain exceptions to the rule at first, and then eventually more and more GMOs let in, because whoever you were talking to is absolutely right. the plan is for control of the food supply. That's what people have to keep in mind. So behind all of this patenting of seeds and Monsanto buying up seed companies and the explosion of GMO crops all over the world is that the entire food supply of the planet will eventually be corporate, and a few biotech companies and their government allies
mm-hmm.
will basically own the whole food supply.
Now, I've talked about the irony of these corporations, which are given charter by the governments and where they originate. In other words, they're like children of government to some way because they're not corporeal beings. There's no blood and real life in them. And they are granted charter by governments. And now these global so-called corporations, multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, have superseded those entities that gave birth to them. And so we have this global order, if we call it that, of corporations that run roughshod. There's no national sovereignty anymore. There's only supranational corporate control of all governments of planet Earth. And we're seeing it play out in the EU. We've seen the impact here of Monsanto being able to run roughshod over so much here in this country and own the politicians, both Democrat and Republican. But I find it ironic, I don't know if that's the right word, that these so-called artificial creations of the state are now controlling the very states that gave them birth.
You know, I think that there's been a much closer cooperation, let's say, between governments and corporations right from the beginning, because, you know, coming from England, you had the East India Company, which was a gigantic octopus, multinational kind of trading corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the Constitution tried to limit the power of government, it didn't really limit the power of corporations. That was left to the state legislatures, which did, in fact, at the beginning of the American Republic, enact very serious laws against corporations that did harm to the public. Their charters could be yanked and they could be kicked out of the state. But very quickly, that whole system eroded through corruption, bribes, et cetera, et cetera. And so we're now seeing all the chickens come home to roost because, as you say, these corporations are now just, you know, megaliths. I mean, they are operating everywhere. They have no national identity. Monsanto is headquartered in St. Louis, but really that makes no difference. They're just operating everywhere in the world that they can gain a foothold.
Yeah. So what we're dealing with is something that does it defy the, let's say, definitions of communism, socialism, fascism, capitalism? I mean, these corporations will play with any sandbox that they help to create by buying the politicians. They don't really care the form of government as long as they have access to those people and those resources, and if they can even mandate them to be customers, that's all the better.
Yeah, the traditional labels don't really apply, as you say. Just think of it as a corporate government, you know, with such heavy alliances. And Hillary Clinton is a significant piece on the chessboard in favor of this operation. I mean, let there be no mistake about it. I don't know what articles were written, recently and what people were screaming about, but her law firm, the Rose Law Firm, way back in the day, was counsel to Monsanto. This was in Arkansas before Bill Clinton became president. So she's been allied up to her neck all this time. And there is no question that she is, you know, one of the mouthpieces and agents for exactly this kind of corporate government that we're talking about here. So the idea that she would somehow turn around and say that GMO foods were dangerous or that they should be labeled or anything of the sort is absolutely preposterous. Never, ever going to happen. She is fronting for all of this. And if she's elected president, she'll do pretty much what Obama has done.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do what her husband did. She'll do what Bush did, which is just open the door and let all of this flood in. and any kind of she will oppose any kind of public response against the big biotech companies like Monsanto.
Right, right. And we're going to come to another election season, I believe next year or even later this year, there'll be some things going on. And, you know, we want you to vote for withdrawing your consent. In fact, you don't have to vote for that. You just withdraw it. Stop playing their game. But that's another big, big hurdle that I think still needs to be overcome, because the American people, or sheeple, as some call it, and it's true around the world, still perceive there is some kind of democratic process to limit the reach of someone like Hillary and GMOs, or the, name your Republican outside of Ron Paul and see where they play.
I want to hammer on one more point that she made in her speech in San Diego.
Real quick, we're up against a break and we can continue.
Okay, she defended, as you know, a great breakthrough, drought-resistant, genetically engineered crops. She said that was terrific. So after the break, I'll tell you what the truth is about that.
All right, let's find out about these drought-resistant GMO crops. And maybe there could be a non-GMO crop that could stop the likes of a Hillary or, I don't know, name your favorite or unfavorite politician that has embraced Monsanto. And we'll be back and talk about some more with John Rappaport of No More Fake News.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it,
It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's not such big news here that Hillary Clinton embraces GMO crops and technology. Who knows if she actually eats them, but she wants them for all of us. And she was just talking about how great the drought-resistant GMOs are. And John Rappaport, a good friend, NoMoreFakeNews.com, linked up in the article as well. You found a little bit, when you dug deeper, as you do, about the GMO crops that are so-called drought-resistant.
Yeah, Hillary really pumped that up in her speech, you know, as evidence that GMOs are wonderful. But it turns out, you see, that according to a report, Union of Concerned Scientists called High and Dry, there have been a lot of field trials of drought-resistant GMO crops engineered to resist drought somehow. But really, there's only one product on the market of that nature, a certain variety of corn, that has proven to be pretty much a dud.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no breakthrough there, as Hillary claims. And when you think about it, of course, how could there be? The idea that you're going to somehow stick a gene in corn or any other crop that's going to allow it to grow in, you know, horrendous drought, as that's like saying that you can plant green plants in a cellar that's going to be totally dark and somehow get photosynthesis to occur.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's preposterous. Plants need water. You're not going to be able to engineer a plant that doesn't need any water and
maybe
still provides any kind of nutrition.
Maybe they ought to genetically engineer the clouds to rain.
They're trying.
I'm sure they are. And you know, the thing is, they could probably, and maybe they're experimenting, we don't know, with crossbreeding the genetics of a camel and its hump into corn. So we got corn with camel humps. I mean, it's so absurd. But yet, in the realm of science, which is more religion than science, it's a cult of GMOs as well, these things are accepted as, oh, yeah, let's do that. Who's got the money? Oh, yeah, send it our way. Yeah, sure, we'll research that.
Exactly. That's their, you know, mantra. Just give us the money and we'll show you results. And we'll lie about them. And then you support the lie. And then we'll all make money. So that's kind of her position, really. You know, she's out there as the front person for all of this. Really, I would say, in a more serious way than Obama, even though Obama has been wreaking much destruction vis-a-vis GMO behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Hillary is much more out front in her support of Monsanto and the other giant biotech companies. And even in this same Times of San Diego article, Governor Jerry Brown gave a rousing 3-minute talk at this conference in which he, you know, was pandering to these big biotech companies and saying, California is rebounding as an economy, and you'll do well to remain here, and we'll, you know, work something out, you know, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
Just like any other idiot, criminal California governor in the past 25, 30 years, who'll do anything to keep business in California, doesn't matter what they produce, doesn't matter how harmful it is. And Jerry Brown is supposed to be a brilliant guy who's on the side of the environment, and yet there he is, essentially promoting GMOs all over the California by trying to get these biotech companies to stay home here. So it's just madness all the way up and down the line.
Yeah, and your point, of course, the last sentence of your article, are the Republicans any better on the GMO issue? No, of course not. This is beyond partisanship. That's the Hegelian dialect that you've been writing about it, seeing through it, helping others to see through it for a lot of years now, John. And we continue to do so. I think more people than ever perhaps are seeing through it because of the rise of the new media that continues to grow here. And nomorefakenews.com, your website, is one of those places I encourage my listeners to go as well. To deprogram, if you will, from the cult of this mass media influence that basically injects GMOs through the airways into you without even knowing it.
Yeah, they do all the time. And your radio show as well, which is getting out all over the world and waking people up on numerous, you know, health issues on all sides of the question. So, yeah, I'm encouraged by people waking up now. It's time, past the time, to really take it to Monsanto and the other companies and
right.
force people to realize how dangerous they are.
Yep. Yeah. Well, everybody, start growing your own food. Make sure it's their non-GMO kind of heirloom type organic variety. That's a big step in the right direction. That doesn't mean they're not going to fight you on it, but be ready. Withdraw your energy wherever you find them taking it from you. John Rappaport, my good friend, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Dr. Bitar comes up next hour. Advanced medicine, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.